Mr. David?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here now. I'm on the phone with the tow company. I guess there's a tow company for, she says a tow company for Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. That was the number you gave me.
Oh,
And she
did she
says she
say?
could, well, she's on the phone right now. I've heard her saying.
Oh,
So,
yes, ma'am.
she says she don't know if there's a gate or not. She said they just told the cars there.
Okay, so it would be okay for him to get his vehicle towed there, correct?
Sure, we can set him up for it, but if he can't get in a gate, then they what the service provider that's towing the vehicle would have to tow it back to the storage and tow it in the morning if he's covered for it up under his Chrysler benefits.
Well, I'm not sure about that end. All I can see on my end is that he's covered for up to 25 miles, and he gets one service every 72 hours. And I didn't want him to, have it towed there to the facility, and then or get it towed back to his house and have to use that benefit again, or the tow truck provider. Most of them ask, did the customer get in touch with the company and the facility before they leave the vehicle there, because they don't want to be held liable for it.
Yeah, because sometimes it says that they won't. Yeah, they know they won't even drop it off because
yeah.
If it doesn't have a gate, they will just have it stored back to their facility. But I won't know any of the information until I pull him up in the system for roadside service. It sounds like that's what you do.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You tow vehicles? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I would have to reach out to a provider and to get that provider secured for him.
Oh, okay.
But I don't like I said, I don't like most of the providers are gonna tell me, well, I can't tow it at the facility and just drop it off. They're gonna probably tow it back to storage. And
right.
Most have some type of storage fee too.
Well, that depends. And now, if he's covered up on his Chrysler benefits for that, then it would be a free storage. But if not, then he would have to pay out of pocket, yes.
Yeah, Mr. David, do you have Chrysler benefits?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about that, so I would say no.
I can check for you.
Yeah,
do you have the last date of your VIN?
You said, do I have what now?
The last 8 of your VIN. I think I'm kind of confused. Because if you can tow him, you're calling us for what? Because we do the same thing.
Basically to see if he was able to leave it there, which I figured he wouldn't be able to. Because most providers are going to tell him no.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can't. We don't know that information. We don't know whether. I wish they would tell us that, and that would be wonderful for the customers. But we don't have that information. Whether they have a gate or not, or a night drop, or anything of that nature.
Wow. Yeah, because some places have a key drop location.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Mr. David, do you want me to go ahead and try to secure your provider? Do you want to take the vehicle home, or do you want to just take your chances with the drop location, the Dodge?
Yeah, I just do that because, like you said, if I get it there, they'll just take it to storage. I got a foreman, I think, right now set up for in the morning. I don't know if she'd be able to see that, but I got a foreman. I went on the website and, it said my appointment is tomorrow morning at 7. So, I don't see it being in stores for too long,
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and get that address. If you want to release the line with her, then we can go ahead and secure that information, secure that provider for you.
Okay.
And thank you so much, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's all go right. ahead and start with the city and state. It's still in Memphis, Tennessee, correct?
Right.
All right, what's the address to that that facility?
What you said, where I am again?
The address to the facility, the Dodge Ram location.
Oh, okay. It's Chris Dodge. It's going to be 1901 Covington Pike.
Covington?
Right, Covington Pike. It's Covington Pike, Pike.
Pike, okay. Pike.
Right.
Gossett pre-owned Dodge Jeep Ram.
Right.
Okay. Like I did find it. Let me look on my map to see if maybe they have a gate, because I can actually look on my map, I think. Let me see. Well, if it'll let me.
Yeah, I was trying to look myself, too, and see if...
Yeah, if you go to the satellite view... Okay, I don't see... It's huge there, too.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's...
Goodness. Let's see, I see. That's Audi Memphis. That's not even it. It's a Gossett Volkswagen. Okay, the Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep is, like, kind of in the middle of all the facilities.
Right, that's where I'm going, to the Chrysler Dodge Jeep in the middle.
Yeah, I don't see any gates on my satellite view. Just a bunch of cars. Let's see. Unless they, because you know these satellite pictures, they take them years in advance. So
no, I'm good.
unless it,
no matter what. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Unless it, you know, because it could have been updated, but I don't see any gates. So they might not even have any. But I'm going to go ahead and put that as the address that you're taking your vehicle to. I'm going to go ahead and put you on a brief hold to try to secure your provider, all right?
Okay.
All right, give me one moment.
All right, thank you.